All right, so we're talking about how to sing and play at the same time from a chart that you got from the internet, like Ultimate Guitar and everything. And usually those charts are, they just have the lyrics and the chords. And the chords may or may not be over the exact word where the chord changes, but usually it is. So in this case, we're doing Down on the Corner by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And you could see that we're only going to do the first two lines of for the purposes of this. But it says, early in the evening, and then just about supper time. So over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. That's all going to do so far. All right. Notice that the chords are right over the syllables. Even on the word unwind, you notice the C is over the syllable wind. So the key of it is, and by the way, you don't even have to sing right now. Just do just say the words where the main thing is, make sure the places where the chords change, the words line up with, is right. All I mean is. So in other words, as long as you get early and just and time and over and starting and unwind, like that, you can fill in the rest of the phrases. Because even if the rest of your phrases is a little off from there, as long as it's like push pins, like you're holding up a bullet, you know, putting up a something with thumbtacks, and as long as you get the push pins right, the rest will fall into place.
Right.
So we're not even worried about the pitches just yet, just the actual rhythm. So strum with me, and we're just gonna say the words.
Okay.
At the very least, just the words that where the chords change. If you can fill in the rest, fine.
Okay.
Like 2, 3, 4. Early in the evening, just about supper time. Let's get our strumming.
See, that's the other place I fail. As soon as I start, I know it goes.
That's okay. Can you repeat that actually? Because the actual strum of the song, you were playing it right.
Right.
Good. And then, so I guess you're asking me, I can't do that pattern and sing at the same time. My strum flattens out. And what I say to you might surprise you, which is, that's okay.
Really?
That's okay for now. Yeah, absolutely. It's because presumably you're going to be playing with other musicians, bass player and a drummer,
no
who
cover.
Can carry you.
Right.
And even if they can't, so what? Like, if I'm playing solo, if you go to hear me play and I play early in the evening, just about supper time, and I'm not doing the pattern you did,
right?
I'm just doing flat. But then in between, when there's no singing, I go.
Yeah.
You didn't really notice.
No, right? You're right.
Because you're paying attention to the voice.
Yeah,
so I'm basically encouraging you to cheat, you know.
Okay.
Like, don't worry about it. Like, yeah, in time we could figure out how to syncopate that pattern. But for the most part, started.
That's just going to come with practice. Knowing the words. If I have to sit here and read these words and try, my pattern's going to go.
Right, it's going to go off. Correct,
right.
Correct. And you're
but
listening.
But if I think if I knew the words, which... there goes my memory. If I knew the words, I think I could half-ass do it.
Yes.
You know what
so,
I mean?
So that's all. Just do the rhythmic thing. Don't worry about the pattern.
Okay.
Just the first few lines.
So, okay.
And we don't have to sing. Just say the words. 2, 3, 4. Early in the evening, just about supper time. All right. So make sure you know how many bars of each thing. This goes along with the other. The other presentation I have, which is called Putting in the Bar Lines. This is like a follow-up to that. Like, how do you know how many bars of each, how many beats of each chord? That's essential to know. Yeah, you're fine. In this song, it's like one bar of C, one, two, three, four, and two beats of G, and two beats of C. Then the pattern repeats. Four of C, two beats of G, two beats of C. So it's four bars long.
Right.
It doesn't say it in here. You have to, and if that throws you off, you would have to, as great as these computer apps are that bring up, if you can't write on them and it's throwing you off, you have to go and print out that chart, print out the chart, and write the bar lines, and that's a big deal.
Well, usually what I do, everybody's different, but what I do is I'll bring the song up and listen to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? See, oh yeah, he's only playing one bar of C or two bars of C, you know what I mean, or a bar and a half. Because actually, like you said, there's a half a bar of G, half a bar of G, C, but then you got a whole bar, so there's like a bar and a half right
correct,
there.
Correct, and it doesn't say it like that. It can be hard to read. All right, so 2, 3, 4. Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse. I still see that. Yeah. Starting to unwind. Okay, good. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4. Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse. Starting to unwind. All right, good. Should we keep going?
Yep.
All right. And then it's F on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks the tune out and blows it on the harp. Cool. All right, one more time. Just you. All right? Okay. Only reciting. Don't sing.
Okay.
Because we're obviously, the main point is we're worried about the... Not worried about, but we're sorting out the rhythm and the chords together. Right. The rhythm of the lyric, not the pitches of the lyric.
Right. Right.
So 2, 3, 4.
Early in the evening, just about supper time.
Okay, hang on. So make sure it's... Actually, do it once without singing.
Okay.
Early in the evening... Without reciting, just hear it. And make sure it's one bar C. There you go. And, okay, good. Good, that was good. That was right. Yeah. Now, I'll tell you what. Only say the first word, that's it, when you change the chord. So you're going to say early, just, time. And that's it. But keep the rhythm like you just did.
Right.
So say early right when you do it.
Early.
Just. That was time.
Time.
All right, one more time. 3, 4.
Early. Just.
Time. All right, don't worry, you can do this.
It's the coordination.
You
thing.
Can do it. You can do it. Try it again without right. singing or even thinking about the lyrics. Just right. the first four chords. That's really good, because you can do it. You got it.
Early. Just.
All right. Okay, how about this? You're almost there. Don't do the strumming pattern that you know for this song. Just do... like all downs. Or whatever pattern. Like, yeah, just do a simple flattened out. You were use the word flat.
Yeah.
I think before, just use like a flattened out pattern. Don't sing at all. Just or recite. Just the music. 3, 4, like.
Early.
Concentrate more on the strumming than on the lyrics. If you miss a lyric, no problem.
Early, just, time.
All right, hang on, so 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So.
Well, you know, one of the things I see the guys on, like YouTube and stuff, they'll do this. Maybe I should try to say the name of the chord.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Rather than the...
Oh, I see.
See what I'm saying?
Good try. Good try.
So...
2, 3, 4. C. Early. 2, 3, 4. G. G. 2, C. For C.
That ain't working either. But you gave me some ideas. I'll work on it.
That's not good enough, dude. I'm not gonna let you.
Let me go. All right.
I know you could do this. We're gonna go one step further. Just go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then one, two, three, four. Like, so
okay.
Four beats of C, two of G, and
all right.
Two, three. So count out loud. One. Time.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
That's better. That's better. Now I'll try it just with the words.
Okay.
The first word of each.
First word of each. Early. Just about supper time. They start down.
Yes, I do.
It's just a you see where I'm going.
How about this? I can give you something to play along with to work on. Like, for you to just go home and work on, it's a question of how are you going to work on it? And one idea that comes to my mind is to... No, because if you try and do it a lot of times wrong, it makes it harder.
To do it right.
The thing you want to do is to just do it once right, you know?
Yeah.
So here's what comes to my mind. Like, you could do... Early... Just two time. Well, that might be too much counting. So too many numbers and too much. There's too much going on. Hang on. Let me finish. Hold your idea because I want to hear it. But let me finish this because I'll lose my train of thought.
Okay.
If you went early, just time. It's not so many numbers. So really, it would be early two, three, four, just. Time four, but that's too much counting, too many numbers. I don't think that's realistic. So if you just do make a sound on the beat, like early, just time. You do it. I'm gonna tap you on the shoulder while you play the beat.
All right.
All right. So two, three, four.
Early,
two, three, four. Just time.
Time after two, but that was almost right.
Here we go. Three, four.
Early.
Two, three, four. Just. Time. Good. And now, so say the syllables like when you feel me tap. Say a syllable.
Okay.
Three, four. Early. Just. Time.
Yeah.
All right. You're almost there. Just get that time.
Yeah, I know. You know what I think I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to do this. Early, one, two.
No, but it would be on two. Though.
Yeah, it would be on two. I'm sorry. Early, two, three, four. Just two, three, four. Early.
It's too much counting, like I was saying.
It's no, well, it's where I'm all right here. It's the two. It's between the. It's this one. That one, right there. It's just got to come with practice, I think.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you could use a metronome.
Yeah, I could.
And put it.
Turn it down to like 50 or something.
Put it so that you can hear the beats in between.
Yeah.
So that's you could do it like the way you said it.
Did this come natural for you, singing and playing at the time?
No.
No, did you struggle with it a little bit?
I think so. I mean, everybody has weak areas, no matter what they are.
I know.
All right.
Well, some people, all this is kind of natural, and some people have to.
Yeah.
You know.
Early, boom, boom, boom. Just boom, time, boom. Early to. Just time. So early. Just time. So do it with me. Early. Two, three, four. Wait, first, I'm not sure your right hand is locked in. So here we go. words. Just lock into the metronome. Three, two, three, four, leg.
I can follow, you know.
Okay.
I think,
all right. But now you got something to practice with.
Right.
Let me do it. So you can. You're still recording, so
right.
I'm just gonna do the first verse.
Yeah.
With no singing, just the rhythm.
Okay.
All right. One, so first, make sure that your right hand is like we did in a previous lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Early. Just time over courthouse starting unwind fork corner trying up Willie tune blows harp out on corner out street all boys. Without just the strong words. Two, three, four.